With a dramatic birdie putt on the 18th hole, Phil Mickelson finally won a major championship yesterday, winning the 68th Masters by one shot over Ernie Els in a remarkable back nine shootout staged with the world's number one player, Tiger Woods, nowhere to be found. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
There were some who thought Mickelson might never win a major. Guess he proved them wrong.
And he'll never have to answer that question again about whether he can win a major. He's 33 years old. He's been a pro for 12 years. He's won 22 times on the PGA Tour. But until yesterday, he had never won a major championship. And it didn't look like he was going to win yesterday. He was three shots down with seven holes to play and then birdied five of the last seven holes on the back nine at Augusta National to become the Masters champion. So when he did finally break through, he did it about as amazingly as you can possibly do it in any major. And now all those questions are behind him forever. He was a very happy guy last night.
And Ernie Els was firing eagles, including one on the back nine yesterday. He's got to wonder, you know, what do I have to do?
And he was wondering just that, because he's been close to winning the Masters before. He's won the British Open. He's won the U.S. Open. He knows how to win majors. As you said, he played superb golf himself. And when he was on the putting green, when Phil made the putt to win on 18, which is only a few yards away, and obviously the roar was tremendous, and you could just see Ernie's shoulders sag in disbelief. Like, as you said, what do I have to do to win this thing?
So that has to rank as one of the great finishes at the Masters.
It really does. I would say the last time a Masters ended this dramatically was in 1986 when Jack Nicklaus came from behind to beat Greg Norman and win his last Masters. And because it was two great players going at it head-to-head, there were all sorts of shots going into the hole from the fairways. There were two holes in one, Bob, on the 16th hole within about 10 minutes yesterday. And it was just remarkable golf. And that's what the back nine at Augusta National produces, because you've got to try to make birdies to win this tournament. You can't win this tournament just making pars on the back nine, as with some other majors.
And where was Mr. Woods?
I guess Mr. Woods was watching it on television on his way to the airport, because he finished a couple of hours before the leaders. He tied for 22nd, his worst finish ever in the Masters as a professional, and he's still saying, I'm just a little bit off. But when Tiger's just a little bit off, he wins. That's how good he is. I think he may need to put in a phone call to his old swing coach, Butch Harmon, because when he fired Butch Harmon 2 years ago at the British Open, that's when he stopped winning majors. It's now seven in a row. For Tiger, that's a slump.
So Mickelson now emerges as Woods' number one challenger?
I think Mickelson and Els together will emerge as Woods' challenger. And right now, the way Tiger is playing versus the way Els and Mickelson are playing, it's almost the reverse. Can Tiger, by the U.S. Open in June, get his game turned around to challenge Mickelson and Els, which is a wonderful situation for golf to be in? We've really got a three-way deal at the top right now, and that's a lot of drama.
And it was Arnold Palmer's last Masters.
It was, and it was very, very moving on Friday when he walked up the 18th fairway for the last time. 50 Masters he's been in, and he'll be back as a ceremonial starter in the future.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.